Welcome to the Gloria Show. Founder and CEO of Personal Dynamics, Gloria Sloan, shares strategies for personal development on command to enrich, elevate, and empower, aiming to help listeners become the best version of who they want to be. Gloria says ultra-successful people never stop reaching for new heights, learning new skills, and finding fulfillment. The Gloria Show will lift your spirits with inspiration, offering new insights into challenges that could be standing in the way of your success. So please, welcome your host, Gloria Sloan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Gloria Show. I am so glad you've tuned in to be with us today. We have another exciting episode to talk about personal development and ways that you can elevate and upgrade your life right now. You can do that. But first, I want to tell you where I am with the upcoming second edition of Life Skills for the Journey. You know, Life Skills for the Journey is going to produce and have a lot more information in terms of how you can develop more into the person that you really want to be. And it really blends in well with this show because, you know, on the Gloria Show, we're always talking about personal development and ways that you can grow, elevate, upgrade your life. And when you talk about personal development, there's so many different ways that that happens for you. So what I've done in the second edition is I've broken it down into more ways that's comprehensive, and it blends in well with the guests and the people that we have on the show. Because everybody that we bring on the show is some way introducing and sharing ways that you can develop personally. You can grow, you can elevate. That's what we're all about, is showing you ways that you can enhance your life to flourish, to live a fulfilling life, whether it be your personal, your career. It's all personal development. And that's what I am committed to sharing here on this show with you. And today we have an exciting person who is going to come in and talk about branding. I am just so thrilled to have Rachel Peterson on this show. Rachel is going to give us some information to help you brand yourself that can fit into ways of bringing your life to fulfillment. No matter where you are and what you're doing, you have a brand. And so now I'm going to invite Rachel to the show. Rachel, hello and welcome to the Gloria Show. I'm so excited to have you here.
Oh, Gloria, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, you know, it's just so amazing. You know, you heard me talk about personal development, and I know that when we get into the show, you're going to explain to people how important that is to their whole total story as people are looking at branding themselves. And, you know, branding is one thing, but when you're trying to tell your story and sell yourself and market yourself, it just really carries on a lot. But before we get into that, I want to share a little bit about the synopsis of the show and to help the audience to understand what you're really going to talk to them about. Rachel's synopsis is, your personal brand is the intersection of your story. And today she's going to talk about how to build a personal brand that lets people talk without, you know, feeling like a fraud. And we talked about that on the show before too. But, you know, when you want to tell your story, your expertise, and have the audience connection, she says the topic dives into crafting an authentic brand that reflects who you truly are, rather than a curated persona, while leveraging psychological principles in storytelling, which is very important to make people feel inspired, connected, and engaged. And she's going to share strategies from her own journey to help creators and overcoming perfectionism. And it just and embracing being vulnerable to the situation and actionable tips that help others to build the brand that aligns with their values and resonates deeply, you know, with their audience. Rachel is a USA Today best-selling author. We're going to hear more about that book. Thrives on showing people how to stand out online. And I tell you, if you haven't gone to her website, you are going to want to when she finishes this show, because she has got more stuff on her website. And if you follow it, you know, without burning out, she's obsessed with wild ideas and human connection, and proves that great content gets you noticed in an unapologetic way. And, and you know, the way she explains this, and when you go to her website, and I have to say this about you, Rachel, because you know I'm telling the truth, she's known as the queen of social media. Why? Because she has a proven background and record of how she has helped people. You know, when you can have a record, a track record of how you've done what you've done to the order of success, that speaks volumes. A lot of people get on and they talk about branding, they talk about this and they talk about that. But when you have a track record, Rachel has a track record, and she's going to direct you to her website, and she's going to, you know, I've got a bunch of questions that I'm going to ask her, but that's the exciting part of this show today, is how this award-winning person, Rachel Peterson, can bring to light and help you, help us to better brand ourselves, because a lot of people talking about branding and it's not branding. Rachel, help us jump right in.
I love this so much. Okay, so after all of that, my goodness, how do I follow up? But so I think one of the biggest things that most people don't understand, mostly because we're like miseducated, meaning the education around branding is, for the most part, it's kind of wrong. It's things like these are your patterns, these are your fonts, these are your colors. And what most people are never taught. So it's almost unfair, right? Like, we can't get branding right if we don't have the right education. Branding is about this essence and the energy that we bring forward to every single conversation. So for example, like, some people would say, oh, you look extremely casual today. Perfect. Beautiful. I am and embody the every woman, which means I feel achievable, attainable. Like, I was just cooking in my kitchen and Quick came in here, just like when we talked yesterday, right? Like, you called me and I was garlic, right? So you have to understand, like, this is how my audience perceives me because it's based on who I truly am. And then you never feel a misalignment or having to feel like you're stepping outside of who you actually are in order to be who you need to be for your audience.
That is excellent, because I like that, because it's like you're yourself. This is who I am. And when you sell yourself or promote yourself or market yourself, people need to see that true, authentic person if they're going to have any trust in you and what you say or what you do. People have to know that you're a real person. I mean, you know, you really, you're not just doing this just to, you know, to make a picture of something. And, you know, when you show people how they can be authentically themselves and still be branded, you know, it's not like you've got to dress up. It's not like you have to put on a certain kind of hat. You have to you know, you are yourself. People who know you are going to see you for who you are. But you've got some tips and ways and things that you have actually helped people, companies, individuals, organizations. You just took them out of nowhere. It's like, okay, this is what you got to do. And they followed it, right?
Well, yeah. So like the biggest thing that we did that was absolutely huge was starting to interview the people closest to each and every brand. So whether it's a personal brand or a company brand, we interviewed their spouse, their best friend, their business partner. And we say, what words would you use to describe this person? So for me, like no one in my life would ever describe me as like super, super polished. That's just not how I show up. I'm not like that. But when we started to interview and say like, okay, what would your partner, your spouse, your best friend, your oldest kid, if they're old enough, your business partner, what would they all say about you? How would they describe you? It starts to kind of like paint this beautiful picture of who you are, not how you think you should be, if that makes sense. And a beautiful picture starts to emerge. Okay, this is who this person really is at their core and at their essence. So that's the very first thing that we do with clients. And it's an absolute game changer. The second thing we do, I actually like to analyze hundreds of hours of video and or audio of clients. So for example, I would take the Gloria show and I would grab all of the audio from all of every single episode for as long back as we can go. And I would start to identify the patterns in your speech that is hidden underneath, which is kind of a beautiful thing. Okay, we see a kindness, we see an empathy, we see honesty, we see, et cetera. And you start to paint this beautiful picture. So those are two of the things that I do. And you can do that, by the way, pretty easily through like some of the AI platforms. You can say like, analyze this person, this speaker, what is their undertone? How would you describe this person? And it can lead to a really beautiful picture of the brand.
Wow. And then you present that to the person and say, this is how we see you. I see you. This is what we came up with. Is that how you do it? You present what you found, your how you came up with it. And yeah. What do the experience is like, okay, then what do they do with that afterwards? So
usually what I do is I actually spin it into two different documents. So we do the brand archetype. There are four layers of the brand archetype, meaning like your outward persona, your inner like essence, how your shadow shows up, because we all have a shadow, right? Like that's the part of us we don't always want to show online, but it's a part of who we are. And then the journey that we bring people on. So the brand archetype, that's one thing that we do. The second thing we do is the brand voice. So I dive really deep into brand voice. I analyze about 267 different data points to identify things like the level of speaking. For example, some people speak at like a master's or a doctorate level, and sometimes that can be hard to follow when you're listening to it. Or some people speak at like a high school reading level, and yeah. Those are the people that are more kind of actually more engaging a little bit. Yeah. Everything from what are the unique quirks in your voice, and then we take all of that and use it to dictate everything that we do for our clients.
Wow. Well, let me just ask, what inspired you to focus on personal branding as a core part of your work? I know you've got a background that's just truly interesting, a very interesting background, how you got to it. And, you know, like I say, you really have an interesting background in the way you look at it. But through all of that, what really sparked you to focus on personal branding as a core part of your work and what you do? What sparked that?
This is really interesting. I hope you're ready for it. There are two parts to this. So number one, it was actually about 2 years ago. I went through a series of things that were really, really tough. So my dad, who lived with us full time, passed away, and then I broke my hand within 2 months. And I was angry and I was frustrated. And I was like, hashtags cannot be all that there is. I'm so sick of marketing and social media. And I was like, there's got to be something deeper. And so I started looking into going back to school for my doctorate in psychology or even psychiatry. And as I dove in, I was like, this is really fascinating. This can apply to so much in marketing and social media without me having to, you know, go back and rack up several hundred thousand dollars in school loans or whatever. So that was one part of it. But the second part is that time and time again, anyone who's ever worked with clients knows that clients will come to you and say, like, this doesn't sound like me. This doesn't look like me. This is just missing who I am. And I was like, oh, there's something so beautiful about recognizing that at the core of who each person is this desire to be seen, heard, and understood. And if we can, yeah, dive into that, we can start to craft these beautiful narratives where they're like, oh, you see me, you hear me, and I feel like you understand me, and now I trust you.
Wow. But you, what you did, it presented success for everything, the people that you worked with. It was immediate. Well, you know, I don't want to say immediate success, but once you started working with people, you know, showing them how to properly brand the company or themselves, it really produced, I mean, a greatness for you, for them. And the social media just went crazy over it. You are truly the queen of social media. I know there are a lot of people out there, a lot of people doing things on social media, but when you find someone who over a short period of time has 35,000 followers, you know, hey, you know, some people are still struggling trying to get 500. I mean, you know, you took that and it immediately skyrocketed, am I right? It went just, and you went from a period where you had to pivot because some things happened in the process, but it's like in a short period of time, you took your company to a multimillion, I mean, it went zoom, all through social media. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's been almost 100% organic. So almost all without ads, very little in ad spend. We've done over 10 million in revenue in less than 10 years. And across all social media platforms, we're over 3 million followers, which still kind of blows my mind a little bit. Last year, I felt like I was so lazy last year, and I just kind of showed up a little bit, like just like here's a little bit of who I am. And we reached 105 million people last year organic. So yeah, there's been some great things that have come from it.
What are you're doing? You were just on social media. You were just doing different things, just promoting what you did for other people. And it just organically just grew into 100,000 people.
You know, I share a combination of things. So I usually follow the four V's, which are first and foremost, the most important pillar, at least for my brand, is value. So I'm going to share here are tips, here are strategies, here are tricks and hacks and all of the above systems you can follow. The second one is vulnerable. So sharing like the ugly, the broken, all of the above, which I am a huge fan of, and I think it's so effective. The third is viral, meaning like I hop onto trends on different platforms and try different things where it's like, okay, this won't work forever, but it works for today. So I'm going to do it. And then variety is where I dive into other things. Like, for example, we have 3 horses. We have 3 pets in our house. You know, we've got a total of 6 pets and 3 of them are rescues. Or I love to cook this meal, like check out this sauce I just made, or here's a great book I just read, and it has nothing to do with business, but it's fantastic. So that's pretty much what I followed.
So what you're saying is that in order to really grow organically, you're suggesting that people just kind of put a little bit of their personal lives out there so people can see naturally who you are. You know, some of us maybe toy with it a little bit, but we don't really put it out there because either we're trying to be so private, we don't really want to, you know, we want to be so private, we don't want to share what's really happening and going on. I mean, and they're not bad things, but like you say, you share your pets, your family, your life, your children, you know, you put all that out there and people actually gravitated to that and that transcended into business.
Yes.
When they saw you.
Yeah, one thing that's really helpful, and this might be helpful to anybody who's listening. So before we chose which parts of our lives to share on social, like personal lives, my husband and I sat down and had a conversation about boundaries. So for example, we actually don't share our kids. I'll tell stories about them, but I anonymize which kid it is. Nobody can tell. Number two, we don't share pictures of the outside of our house out front. So nobody can ever identify like where our house is, because that's actually really easy to do in today's time. And we don't share anything about our marriage outside of agreed upon topics. So I actually have kept a lot of my personal life very private, but I can share, here's a story or a picture of my horse, and people don't actually know the day to day with my pets. So it becomes a beautiful thing when you can share parts of your private life without feeling like you're giving away, the most intimate.
Well, my next question is to that is that I know that's a part of branding, the sharing, the personal life, but how did that transition or transform into business? That, I get it, being yourself, authentic yourself, letting people see that this is how you really live, this is what's going on with me. But what was the most important thing that helped you to get those people to come to want to work with you after seeing this? That's the part I'm trying to get. You're branding yourself, but at the same time, you're presenting the how authentic you are.
Yes. So the biggest thing comes down to the parasocial relationship. I'm a huge fan of it. So the parasocial relationship is essentially this wild phenomenon where when people see and hear you talking to the camera, the same parts of their brain light up as if they were sitting down with a friend for coffee. And this effect first happened back when the radio was first introduced. So wild, right? And what I learned is if you sit down with a friend for coffee and all they do is present value or tips, you're going to be like, okay, but like, what about you? Like, how are you doing? So you can actually speed up the process of the parasocial relationship and also know, like, and trust and building that in that rapport very, very quickly when you share parts of your private life. Now, what was wild for me was when I started to talk to clients who would say, I've been following you for 2 years. I love the stories about you, your horses, the fact that you're actually a person outside of business. And this came up time and time again. And I was like, oh, this is a repeat conversation that's happening. But they followed for years in order to trust. And I wonder how much longer it would have taken, if I hadn't introduced certain parts, select parts of my private life as well.
And so these are people who actually they end up being clients.
They
end up being clients because they see how you are. Before we take a break, I want to ask you another question. What's one mistake people often make when they're trying to build the personal brand, and how can they avoid it? I know you just said some of the things, I'm sure, but you have to be careful about how much personally that you do sh share. But what do you think is the biggest mistake that people do, and they think they're branding themselves, but they're making really a big mistake?
Ooh, it is definitely, believe it or not, not showing your face and your voice in order to create content for specific types of platforms. Like for short form videos, you want to create original vertical style videos that are 60 seconds or less. And if you're just cropping up clips from YouTube videos or webinars, it just doesn't hit the same way. So you want to like actually be comfortable and okay with the fact that you're going to be recording some content, your face, your voice, original for that platform. That's it. That's the biggest one, hands down.
So you're saying, in essence, that in order to brand and promote your business and be authentically yourself and who you are, that your audience, the people that you're trying to get in front of to brand, should really see more of you from a personal standpoint and not be so, every time they see you all closed in, and they really should see some of the things that interest you, some of the things that you like doing. And you know, and the reason I'm asking that, I can recall when a few years ago when I would put little things out about myself, you know, how cooking is therapeutic, you know, and then I'd bake the cake and I put that on there. And then I went to a shooting range once and I put that on there, you know, and these were just like posts, but, you know, and people did respond to them, but they found out things about me that, you know, that they liked. It was more like this thing, you put it on social media and people like it, but I didn't tell a story about it. And so to add a story with those things helps with the branding process.
Yes, it absolutely can. But also even just the value style of videos that are crafted for specific types of content make a big difference, because people feel that intention and that energy behind it. They feel like, okay, this was crafted for us here. This isn't just repurposed. So it makes a big difference.
Makes a big difference in when you're trying to do something. So, you know, this is just some good information, because it kind of makes you want to come out of the box, so to speak. You really want to, if you want to brand, you know, and I'm saying that, not taking it lightly, but if you really want to brand yourself personally, you really have to be authentically yourself and let the people that you're talking to, that you want to know you, see you, feel you, you know, do more than just hear what you're saying. And it's okay to put some of those nice little photos out there so they can start guessing at what you really like doing. So it's okay to do that in a branding sense.
Yes.
So that people will want to engage with you more and collaborate more and bring business. And are those some of the things that actually did help in your worldwide web of all that you do? Those were a lot of things you incorporated.
Absolutely. And I never skip them now for myself or for clients, which is kind of fun.
And you go back and refresh them or go back and look at them. And, you know, you go back and you know, this is just so good. I saw someone posted something on social media not long ago, and they went back a few years ago. People do that and say, oh, I remember when I did this. And, you know, it's like a breathtaking. Yeah. People say, oh, wow, it's an experience.
Yes.
How interesting. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I've got several questions that I want to ask you that I've been thinking about it. After I saw your website again, I went back and looked at it again. The queen of social media. You have to see her website. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk more with Rachel.
You have something special. You have greatness in you. Hello, I'm Les Brown. We are going through a time unlike we've ever seen before. It's the best of times and the worst of times. And people are looking for answers. How do I handle all the stuff that's coming at me right now, in and out of the pandemic? How do you see your life? Well, there's a book that has been written by Gloria Sloan, and it gives you some answers. It's a book that you don't just read, you experience this. And part of the process of discovering who you are and how you show up in life has been said that we don't live life as it is. We live life as we are. And Gloria Sloan has written a book that will take you to a place in yourself that you can't go by yourself. Life Skills for the Journey. And the 5 successful approaches on how you take on this thing called life. Each chapter will take you on the journey of self-awareness. Each chapter will give you some keys and clues to upgrade your skill set, because we're in a new space. Einstein said, the thinking that has brought me this far has created some problems that this thinking can't solve. Well, guess what? The book that you're about to read, it will help you to upgrade your skill set, your mindset, and your relationships. I'm encouraging you, get this book. I think that Gloria Sloan has outdone herself. I love it. I got it for my children, and I'm recommending it for you. Make sure you get this book, and it will dramatically change your life. Life Skills for the Journey. This thing called life is not a sprint. It's a journey, and you want to be prepared for it. And I can just share with you that the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, and she will give you what you need to get to the top. Her name is Gloria Sloan. She's a speaker extraordinaire and an author that has written a book that will transform your life. Life Skills for the Journey by Gloria Sloan. This is Les Brown saying, you have something special. You have greatness in you. Get the life skills you need to make it through. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Bye for now.
Hello and welcome back to the Gloria Show. And we have Rachel Peterson, who is here talking with us about personal branding. And we're just going to pick up where we left off, talking about how you do it and how to get out there on social media with a personal brand that works for you. And a personal brand that's also going to help you to develop. It's going to help your overall persona in terms of elevating and upgrading your life. Because once you feel comfortable about your personal brand, you're comfortable about who you are. It builds confidence. When you can speak, act, talk, and be yourself, and you're branded and bring on good business, new business, you know, it's a great thing. So, Rachel, I have more questions that we're going to try to fit in the length of time that we have. And first of all, how did you find the balance between being vulnerable in your storytelling and maintaining personal or professional boundaries? Because you talk a lot about storytelling. And I know that you said when you interview people who you were going to work with, you talk to people who knew them. Mm-hmm. And you built a story around it. So, you know, how did you balance that in maintaining the professional boundaries in your own on your own journey? How did you do that?
Okay, I have 3 points here. So number one, my husband and I sat down and created a list of the things that we would and would not talk about online. And that was pretty big for us. So it was like, we won't talk about like religion, politics, sex, and we won't show our kids the front of our house. So that helped a lot because we already knew like these are our boundaries and we won't cross them just based on personal conversations. Number two, when it comes to vulnerability, I don't share vulnerability live in real time. It's always delayed. So for example, if I'm experiencing a time where I'm like struggling or there's a story that emerges from a situation, I write it down and I share it a week to a month later so nobody can associate it with anything. That's made a huge difference. And number three, this actually shocked me because I do share a lot publicly online. I was contacted by Dean Graziosi. Some people know him and most people know him. And then I trained him and Tony Robbins' social media teams. And we went out to lunch and I remember saying like, or one of the girls said to me, I love your TikTok account. And I was like, wait, you watched my TikToks? She's like, oh, we all did. We pulled them up on like the big screen in our office and we all watched your TikTok videos. And I was like, oh my gosh. And you still hired me? You hired me despite like the stuff. Because I reveal a lot. And the CMO at that time, Jeremy, she was wonderful. And she said, Rachel, we didn't hire you despite those. We hired you because of those. Those TikToks are what made us say like, yes, she's the one. She's the person we have to work with. So those were the three biggest lessons I learned.
I tell you, I mean, once you go to the website, you'll see that TikTok that she's talking about. It is a lot, and you do share a lot in the stories, but it jumps out, it stands out, you know, it's all safe and good taste, but it is branding. And when people, and I have to agree with what the person said to you, that after they look at your social media, the TikTok and all of the others combined, that TikTok is just one. You have several platforms that have put you into the numbers of having hundreds of millions of people following you. And this all transferred into business. Your business is good. Business is great because people followed you on social media. They decided if she can do this and do wonders and do this for herself, why don't we just employ her, bring her in and let her work with our company or work with me. And this is in essence what you did. When people would go to your site, your social media sites, and see, you know, all that they saw, business was automatic. They would immediately want you to help, and you delivered. You delivered, and that is the continuum, and you're still doing that. So can you share a moment when you realize the power of your personal story in building connections, because it's been powerful. You have a powerhouse of social media clients.
Yes. Can I share a story of power with one of my clients?
Yes.
So I had a client, it was a few years ago, and we were supposed to be running her campaigns on organic and paid. And right as we were about to launch, her husband tragically passed away at the age of 40. And she had several young children. And it was like, so we hopped in and we said, hey, listen, so we can give you like condolences or we can generate some income for you. Do you want us to generate income for you? And she said, yes. Because she needed it, you know? So we hopped in, we created all of her campaigns. We told the story of her husband's tragic passing. And that month we did 137,000 for her. She had previously only done six figure years, and she did six figures in a month.
Through her business.
Yep. And it was 87,000 in profit. And so the thing about personal stories is like, it connects us with people so much better than we even realize. Like, it is a game changer. I've really realized this time and time again for clients. I've realized this for myself. Like, it just changes everything. It's a multiplier. It's not just something that's like an add-on. It's a multiplier.
So you build those connections and people, you know, they go to your website and they find you, they see you, and everything that anybody wants to possibly know about you, it's very transparent on the website, you know, in terms of what you do, how you got started. They're like, you just have to follow and land where it's comfortable for you, for them, for a person to communicate with you, is how I see it. And then after making that connection, that's when people can move forward in terms of letting you know that I really need your help, want your help. How can you help me? Now, do you have people who come to you who just, all they want to do is just get people to start following them on social media, or are they really trying to boost a business, or is it both?
So when people come to me and say, like, I want more followers, I want more viewers, I want more exposure on social, I almost always know, nah, that's not true. You also want more business. So with love, I'm like, unless you are like a multi-millionaire, like you saying I want more followers, that's not real. Like, you want more followers for one specific purpose, because you want to build your business and you need more revenue. You need more profit, to be honest. And so when people come to me and they, and this happens a lot, by the way, Gloria, like people come to me and they say, like, I want more followers, I want more exposure. And I'm like, well, that's great in theory, but what if that leads to nothing? Now what?
And you just have a bunch of people following you. Yes, it does happen. I mean, yeah, and you wonder, you see a lot of people who have a lot of followers on social media, but does that necessarily mean that they are doing extremely well in business or extremely well in what they do just because they have a lot of followers? Because people will follow, just to see. You know, I had a person who told me that they see Instagram as entertainment. I don't know what everybody has their own idea about this, but I had a coaching colleague tell me that they don't do social media in that area because they find it to be nothing but entertainment. And I said, well, yeah, but that form of entertainment is getting the people who do that on that business recognized. It's a branding. Do you agree? Or, I mean, how do you feel about that?
I totally agree. So the first point, I have tons of friends on social who have, oh gosh, like on one platform, they have like 2 to 5 million followers. Mm-hmm. And they had to go back to 9-to-5s, like salaried 9-to-5s, because they were not monetizing it. So it's possible for that to happen, to increase your followers and then not increase your revenue. And that's rough. I mean, I'll just be super honest. That's intense. And then secondarily, so Instagram is entertainment, huh? It depends on what you're watching, because there is entertainment on Instagram.
Yeah, well, that was just a comment that this person made to me, because I don't know, there are some people you just follow because of the content. It's not, you know, what they say, what they do. I mean, there's just some people that pop up on your reel and you really, either you like it or you don't like it. So I, you know, it just depends on how one feels. There are a lot of people, I think, have personal feelings about social media, any way you look at it. But I do think that if you're in business and you're trying to grow and be and have business, I think that there is a certain platform that you must have, you must engage in order for people to really see authentically who you are based on the information that you talked about earlier. So I think it is important for people to be recognized on social media, whether they like it or want to or not. I think that it's okay for them to do that. Well, listen, what's one actionable step someone could take today to start building their personal brand with confidence? There's someone listening or watching the Gloria Show who's saying, all this has been great, it's good, but if I could just have one big step or a tip or something that I could take from this show right now that would help me to start building my personal brand with confidence, something that I know that I can do. There's someone out there who may really need that tip from you today.
Okay, we're going to do two parts, but they're both fast. So the first is, go look up Carl Jung, and Jung is spelled with a J, Carl Jung, J-U-N-G. His 12 archetypes for brands. And to the best of your ability, identify what is your brand. Is it the every person? Is it the guru? Is it or the sage? Is it the caretaker? Is it the jester? Like, figure out what your archetype is, because that will help you so much with informing the second step, which is the four V's. So value, vulnerability, viral, and variety. And assign a percentage, like, okay, if I'm going to post 10 posts this week, what percentage go to value? What percentage go to vulnerable, etc.? Go down the line. But your archetype can help inform you. Like, if you're the caretaker, it's going to be a lot more vulnerable. It's going to be a lot more variety. If you are the guru or the sage, which I love, I think that's a fun one, then you're going to be sharing more of like value with this incredible, like, just piece about who you are and what you bring to the world. So number one, dive into Carl Jung's 12 brand archetypes, start there. 12 and brand then, archetypes. Yep. Okay. And then assign a percentage to each of the four V's.
Value. The four V's. Tell me the four V's again.
Value, vulnerability, variety, and viral.
Viral.
Yep, viral.
So viral is meaning what you want to share.
Viral is usually like trending things. Yeah, so like trending. I just did a viral trend, and I was actually creating it to make a lesson for my students the next day. And I posted it at like 10 p.m. at night, and it got 450,000 views by our call the next day at 1 p.m. And then now it's at 1.4 million views. So viral is like, it's not related to your brand. Sometimes it is, but most of the time it's not. And it takes off.
Well, listen, before we leave, I wanted to, all of this, what you're talking about, is it in your book? Do you have a copy of your book? And what's the name of the book again? I saw it on here. Let's talk about the book. The book is this any of this information in your book?
Some parts of it are in here. So Unfiltered is more of like foundations. Yeah, this has some really fantastic stuff for understanding like the foundations of building a brand. My next book will be focusing more on the specifics, the strategies, the tactics, etc. I probably shouldn't share too much yet, but
I know about second books. I'm in the process of putting my second out there. So like you say, you have to wait till you're at that point, but that is a good thing. But your book Unfiltered offers a lot to get people excited and to learn more about the branding process. But the items and things that you have covered and shared with us today is like it's just tremendous. And I got extremely excited because I was so thrilled. Like I say, I spent time on your website and just learning more about you and what you do and your own home. You know, you say your humble beginnings, if I can say it like that. You have an amazing you have an amazing love story, so to speak. And just it's all beautiful. But it all started with just a piece of you wanting to, you know, just get out there and start helping people because you had experienced what you had experienced and that you knew that there was more to being on social media than just being on social media. It has to translate into, and I want to say it, dollars. Making money. People doing what you do make a lot of money. You actually train creators. You train those people who are looking, who help people to be on social media. You train people to do that.
I do every single day.
You train creators, influencers. This is what you do as part of your business. And so before we leave, I want you to just to share with the audience what you do, how you can be contacted, and just anything else that you would want our listeners to know in terms of how you really, truly help people with personal branding.
Okay, so first and foremost, my favorite thing in the world is to work with people who say, let's ramp things up very quickly. like, let's go. I don't want to waste time. I want to make this happen. And you can actually, so in the past, you could learn more about those services from rachelpeterson.com. However, more recently, if you go to Pelanora, Pelanora.com, that's where our consulting services come into play. And that's where you get not only myself, but also my business partner, Anna, who is amazing and so operations focused. She's like on everything, which is fantastic. That's where we work with clients the most. But the biggest thing I want to share for anyone listening is, like, you might be scared and it's intimidating building a personal brand, but the truth is it will transform your life. And I don't say that lightly. Like, do it. Just do it.
And the one last question. Is this anywhere you are in life, anywhere you are, wherever you are in life, you can do this? I mean,
yes.
You know, it doesn't have to be, it's not age driven.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like, because there are a lot of people who are, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I'm retired. I've settled down. I'm this, that. It can... anywhere you are in life, and this is what we're all about on the Gloria Show, is helping people wherever you are to elevate and upgrade. And I'd like to incorporate this as another avenue that if you are looking to personally brand yourself, that you look at how you can engage in these types of services to help you, to help you to accomplish and to get to where you want to be. This has been amazing. This has been great information. Thank you, Rachel, so much for sharing everything. And hopefully there will be an opportunity where we can connect and come back. I'll be in touch. And like I say, I'm going back to the website again myself, because there's still ongoing so much to learn about Rachel and what all she has to do to be able to help people with their personal branding. And they can be confident. You can be confident in what you do at any stage in your life. And it will upgrade you on it. It'll elevate you. It'll help you to be a better person once you learn how to brand yourself and do it correctly. Thank you again, Rachel, so very much. We hope to see you again soon. I'll be in touch.
Sounds great. Thanks, Gloria.
Thank you so much for watching the Gloria Show today. Stay tuned. We look forward to having you again next week with more on personal development and ways that you can elevate and upgrade your life. Goodbye for now. See you next week.
This has been the Gloria Show with host Gloria Sloan. Tune in each week as Gloria will help you to unleash your power and improve your personal and professional life. Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave TV Network, powered by B2 Studios.